From the classroom to the cornfield, journalism to SEC athletics, the University of Missouri works 52 weeks a year, every year. This is Inside Mizzou. Real stories, real discoveries, and real impact of the Mizzou community. Today's episode is called Tiger Football. You can hear the roar from Faurot Field miles around Columbia. Fans shouting M-I-Z and Z-O-U, or the eruption that follows a touchdown. This Saturday is Mizzou's SEC home opener against Georgia. Welcome to the Zoo. Joining Chancellor Cartwright today are Ashton Dobson, a Mizzou cheerleader, and Hunter Willow, a drum major in Marching Mizzou. Thank you all for being here so much. We really appreciate it. Ashton and Hunter, each of you have a very special role during our football games. Could you just kind of tell us a little bit about that role and what brought you to Mizzou?
Yes, so I am one of our university's cheerleaders. My job at the game is really just getting the crowd riled up and keeping that energy high. We are the people on the sidelines doing those crazy flips and stunts. And we also get to start the M-I-Z-Z-O-U chant, which is one of my favorite parts.
I'm kind of going off of that same kind of boat. We in Marching Mizzou are here for bringing out those traditional music that we all love and hear and know the words to. So especially with, like, Eye of the Tiger, everybody recognizes that and can get going and recognize all our classic traditional tunes and be a part of that and make that Mizzou culture just one.
Yeah. So, Ashton, how long have you been a cheerleader for Mizzou?
For Mizzou, this is my fourth year, and I am so excited to go into my senior season, and I'm going to be a wreck the whole time.
So what got you into cheerleading?
So I actually started gymnastics, and when I was, I think, in the second grade, we moved houses to a new neighborhood, and the girl across the street was a cheerleader, and I was like, oh, I want to do what Molly does, and here I am, like, 10 years later? Yeah? Yeah, I've been doing this for a long time.
Yeah. And then, Hunter, kind of going off of that, how long have you been a part of Marching Mizzou?
I've been a part of Marching Mizzou for 3 years now. This will be my junior season with Marching Mizzou, but I've been in a drum major role through high school and college now for 5 years. So kind of keeping it going.
Yeah.
Keep the spirit alive.
What kind of got you into it?
Honestly, my freshman year of high school, I was very involved in my high school band and talked with the drum majors then in high school. And was very talkative with them and finding out what goes on as being a drum major, and thought it was super interesting. So I tried out, got the position, and ever since it's been the dream.
Yeah. Well, kind of switching gears a little bit, Chancellor Cartwright, you are not a cheerleader and you are not in Marching Mizzou.
What?
But you still kind of have a special role when it comes to these football games. Kind of what does Tiger football mean to you? Why is it so special to you?
Well, I mean, I think it's one of those times when we bring the whole community together and we have a common interest, right? We want to see our Tigers win. And I think being part of that and seeing all that's going on within the stadium really makes it quite special. You see so many groups. You see our Marching Mizzou, of course. You see the cheer team. You see Truman running around. You also see our incredible ROTC students there, and they're shooting the cannon, mm-hmm. right? So. And I will tell you, if you ever get a chance to shoot the cannon, it's a lot of fun. So I'd encourage you to try it. But it really is that combination of things that bring us around, you know, bring us together around a common area of interest.
Yeah. So kind of going off of that, why is athletics kind of an important part of the college experience?
So I think that is what builds that, again, it's what helps to build a community, helps to get you connected to the university. You know, my wife, Melinda, was in the marching band at Iowa, so she had to go through that type of experience similar to what Hunter did, and really seeing all of the things that it does for your life in general. And you have to really take a lot of time being part of that, and being part of any one of these, either Marching Mizzou or cheer, takes a lot of time, and I think it helps to prepare those students who are actively involved in it for their future, because it gives them that experience that helps them to be leaders in the future. I think overall, the athletics, again, it gives us a place where we see something that we all enjoy watching, all the different sports. You know, I think it's terrific to get out to as many of those as possible. And you see the commitment that young people have to their sports. And I think we're all willing and want to make sure that they're as successful as possible. So we're there to cheer them collectively.
Right. Yeah. And then Ashton and Hunter, any like thoughts about that? How important athletics is to the college experience?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. I can't imagine my life, especially being at Mizzou and not being a cheerleader. I just can't imagine it. Being from Kansas City, I always dreamed of being a Mizzou cheerleader. I think I still have a napkin from when I was 8, and all the Mizzou cheerleaders signed it, and I still have it, as crazy as that is.
Wow.
So I know, I was obsessed. <That's great. laughs> So being that girl that I used to look up to is just an experience that I am so grateful for, and being able to represent my home and my university is just something I'm so proud of.
Absolutely. I'm in that same boat with just the camaraderie that comes from this university, especially towards athletics, is truly incredible. I remember my mom came home with a Marching Mizzou CD, the Marching Into Millennium, and I immediately grabbed onto it, threw it in the stereo, and went, wow, like, I love all these tunes. I want to learn to play these tunes. I want to be a part of this. And nothing speaks tradition quite like Marching Mizzou, because what we bring is incredible.
Yes.
Definitely. Kind of what the chancellor was saying about experience and kind of leadership, all these like leadership experiences that a lot of people gain when being a part of athletics, whether it be in Marching Mizzou, cheerleader, or on the field and itself. How has being a part of Marching Mizzou kind of shaped you as a student or as a leader or as an individual in general?
Certainly something that's done for me is time management, because Dr. Knops, who is truly one of the most incredible people I have ever met, hands down. She keeps the most tight schedule, and I love it. Her schedule is, at this time you're doing this, at this time you're doing this, at this time you're doing this. But it works, because she makes it functional for all of us. So we're able to go, we're doing this, okay, now we're doing this, okay, now we're doing this. Oh, look, game time, here we go. And there's always a structure and process to everything that makes it incredible for all of us.
Yeah, time management I really appreciate now, because being in athletics and being a student, which obviously comes before anything, causes me to balance a lot of aspects of my life. And I noticed that a lot in the professional world, balancing different projects. And I was able to, I think, do that pretty well because I was a student athlete.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I mean, especially we have these things called mini gigs where we'll send a small portion of the band to go and represent us somewhere on campus. And so they'll do that, or... and then we'll have practice like right after that. But then there could also be another mini gig later that night, or a volleyball game, mm-hmm. or there's always something going on that helps you kind of structure yourself and just make sure you know what you're doing.
Yeah.
Yes. Minnie Mizzou was there when they announced me as chancellor.
Mm-hmm. So yeah. We're just talking about that on our way here, actually. Yes. How we love Minnie Mizzou.
Love Minnie Mizzou.
I kind of going into, both of you are like behind the scenes, I guess, or like have a more inside depth look at what is going on with these football games and athletics in general. Can you tell us like a little bit more about stuff that people don't necessarily see all the time and that you are kind of involved in or you see a lot?
The amount of work that we all put in. Yeah. I mean, I know Marching Mizzou, we meet the week before classes actually begin. We're meeting from 8:30 in the morning to 8:30 at night, and we are working pregame, halftime, stands, tunes. We're going through all this stuff so that when it comes time for game time, we're ready to go. We're there. We're helping you guys get along with the Mizzou tradition.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely, yeah. I think about the hours that we put in and the amount of times that I've gotten hit in the face. I'm like, well, I got to do this again.
Yep.
But it does make it worth it. Being on game day is nothing like... it's hard to explain. It's not like anything else in my life. And I'm sure, Hunter, you know about this. When the team runs out, that is like my favorite part that most students don't get to get, because I'm running down the field and that's my moment when I take a moment and I look around Faroe Field and I see just the packed stands, and it just makes me remember, okay, like, why did I do like all these crazy flips? Why am I standing on this 100-degree turf? it's crazy. I think about all these crazy things, but I'm like, no, that moment is so worth it, because I don't know, I have cried a few times from running down the field because I just love it so much.
It's gone from... the first time marching out onto Faroe my freshman year, I was like deer in headlights. Like, I don't know what's going on. I am terrified. There's 70,000 people. Like, what am I doing? But now it's gotten to the point where, like, I'm going to own this. I love this. I love this university. Like, let's go.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Ashton, you were talking about kind of your favorite moment or your favorite mm-hmm. kind of experience whenever it comes to games. What are y'all's favorite experience or favorite aspect of the game?
Mine would have to be pregame. Our pregame performance is unlike anything in the country. We try to keep to our traditions and want to show fans what we can accomplish and just the pictures of Missouri. Like, we build the state, or we'll do, we build the star for when we're doing Star Spangled Banner, and we want to make the experience more memorable for the fans. So just doing our pregame show is amazing. I love everything about it, and especially this year, because I'll be running down the field rather than marching down the field. So keep an eye out for that.
Yeah, take that moment to look around. Take I promise moment, you, like, it's awesome.
Wow, here we are.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I would go to a little bit of what Ashton said. It's actually just that that time of when you walk out onto the field and you see everybody there, because up until the start of the game, you're not seeing any of that. And then when you get there and you get onto the field, it's just a completely different feel than anything. And that's probably the best part of the game, is you start realizing we're going now, we have stuff going on. You know, and then later on in the game, there's a lot of great things that happen. I mean, I think our alma mater is one of the best alma maters you could have. And being able to sing that and coming together again to sing that is something that I feel is really special about the entire game. And of course, like I said, shooting the cannon is really a lot of fun. So. Oh, yeah.
Definitely, going back on that, the alma mater is something so special to me. I've played it and I've sung it. So being able to sing the alma mater with Marching Mizzou after every practice, I mean, it honestly has sometimes brought tears to my eyes. I'm not going to lie, just because it's so deep down in my soul of just, I love this.
Mm-hmm. I don't know if any of you have heard them sing it after practice, but I think it's something you really should listen to. I think you do it in four-part harmony, I believe, if I'm right.
We do.
And it's impressive to hear, because they're not playing any instruments. It's completely just them, and it's wonderful to hear.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was going to say, after the bowl game, Dr. Knops gathered all the band together, and we were eating our dinner, so obviously none of the cheerleaders can sing, but I got to experience that moment that you're talking about, and it really was just so beautiful.
It is.
And I knew I was about to go into my senior season, so I'm a wreck, but it was just such a really beautiful moment to hear you guys sing the alma mater.
That, plus we were all dead tired after the bowl game.
Yeah.
It was like 11:30. We just, oh man, it was exhausting that day.
Mm-hmm. You know, I think it's one of the things people don't realize, too, is how much time and effort the students put in when they go on those trips. You know, yes, they get to go to those trips, but it isn't a pleasure trip at all. It's a lot of work, and they're working from morning until night with the games.
Yeah, and this is just something that I'm really curious about, because just the way that I hear both of you kind of talk about the kind of team aspect, the community aspect of things, and it seems like y'all have bonded so much within your perspective kind of orgs or groups. What are some fun little bonding things that you do within Marching Mizzou and within cheerleading? Because I would love to hear them.
Yeah, I guess my favorite moment about cheerleading is we compete once a year in Daytona. So we all take a 20-hour bus ride down to Florida. It's pretty crazy. But yeah, I would say the bus ride there and the bus ride home, as odd as it sounds, are some of the best moments, because you spend so much time with these people. We have practiced the whole entire week before, and again, we're exhausted. Tensions are kind of high. But yeah, being that family and overcoming the nerves of competing and the challenges that we've gone through. Yeah, I would say competing with my team really is my family, is my favorite moment.
Oh, yeah. I mean, Marching Mizzou is, no doubt about it, my family here at the university. I love every moment of being with them, and the things that we do are just amazing. And I love them all so dearly. But going to, like, what kind of things do we do during our summer camp, when we're actually like learning pregame and all that stuff, we'll take a break sometime during the day and we'll just play games. And so, like, we had a relay race of one dry major would put something in the air and say, okay, go get me a shoe. And one member from every section would have to run and grab a shoe and then immediately come back. And whoever was last was out. And we went down and we did finals, we did points and all that kind of stuff. And during homecoming week, we do something similar where we have dress-up days. So I know some days are like Thunder Thursday, which is something that the baritones do, where everybody dresses up super nice, like super fancy clothing where they're wearing suits. It's like 92 degrees and we're marching with instruments. Oh, it's, man, it's a good time, let me tell you.
Yeah, that's awesome. Oh, and I just remembered we always do, this is also something fun that we do. Over the summer, we have a few practice weekends and we always have this lake party. And so Coach Thompson, we always go to her friends live on a lake and they throw this big barbecue for us. It really is one of the funnest things because we do arts and crafts. We like, you have to swim across the lake and it is a far swim. but this year, all the seniors, and it's funny because freshman year, you're kind of like, oh, I want to leave early. And then as a senior, I think we were the last ones to leave because we're like, this is our last moment. But yeah, the lake party, just being able to kind of take that moment away from cheerleading and just be friends is really nice. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I mean, those are the types of experience that help with college in general. What people don't realize sometimes is that retention rates, graduation rates all improve with the more you're engaged with the university, the more you're engaged with things that are happening at your institution. And so we want to encourage people to be involved in as many of these types of organizations, build that community, have that family that is helping you go through what it means to be in college and what it means to be successful, and to make you realize that you certainly can do it all because you have peers around you that you're watching and they're doing it, so you know you're quite capable of doing it also. So it helps all around.
Yeah. Well, thank you all so much for being here today. I learned a lot. I also had a really good time. You're making me very hyped for Mizzou football, so I'm ready to go.
There we go.
Now, one more thing before we leave.
We don't get to do MIZ or anything.
Oh, we can if you want to.
Oh, absolutely.
Let's do it.
Okay, you're going to have to do that.
All right, MIZ.
ZOU.
Okay, but once again, one thing before we leave. Why did the stadium get too hot after the game?
I don't know.
Yeah, it's me.
Because all the fans left.
Okay, that's pretty good. That's good. That's a pretty solid
one. Our audio engineer is Aaron Hay. Our featured music is Forest Park Rhapsody, composed by MU undergraduate and music composition major Ben Calagiovanni. You can find more information about Ben and his piece on the Inside Mizzou webpage. Make sure to join us next time and keep an eye out for the Chancellor's newsletter to stay on top of what's happening at Mizzou. Thanks for joining us on this episode of Inside Mizzou. See you around the columns.